Welcome back. This is attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. Tonight we're talking about our children, our children's future, the education of our children. And with me right now is Kristen Hansen of Blue Sky Waukesha. And before the break, we were talking about how important it is that all children, all our little human beings, have the same educational opportunities in school.
Yes.
And that they all feel safe.
Yes.
And, you know, a few weeks ago, I told a story on this show about Deja Banks. And she went up, went to school at the Baraboo School District. Mm. She was mixed race, known as African American. And every day, walking through the hallways, kids would be using the N-word. They had the Confederate flag. They would put it in front of her face. Mm. And the district, for years, ignored that. It came to the point where Deja's mom had to take her out of the school district. And she left because she just couldn't be safe. And as part of that lawsuit, she learned that the school district had actually consulted with a consultant that had told them that they were deliberately indifferent to these race issues in their hallways. They just weren't paying attention to children,
right,
and children of color. And I think that's part of this discussion. You have to talk about, look, we were a northern state, right? I mean, there are thousands of Wisconsinites that died in the Civil War,
mm-hmm,
to make sure that slavery ended in this country. And so this notion that somehow we can't talk about this and we can't make it safe for everybody is really problematic, I think.
I agree.
How have you seen that in terms of the Blue Sky Waukesha? Have you seen that?
I think the thing that disturbs us the most is when teachers reach out to us and say, I am no longer allowed to put a sign on my door so that the students know that I am here for them, and that if they need to talk and cry and, you know, fumble through childhood. And I mean, we all remember being a middle school student, must be, it's like one of the worst things to ever, right? Being at that age where everyone feels like they don't fit in anywhere. And then you don't have anyone to turn to. And there used to be a place where a teacher could put a sign on her or a sticker on her window or a sign on the wall that said, you can come to me. This is a safe space for you to talk about your feelings and what you're going through and the pain you're feeling, and I will try to help you. That was all taken away in the Waukesha schools. And I think we're forgetting that teachers see these young people sometimes for, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day. They know what they're going through. They may see things that students never tell their parents because they're ashamed of what's happening to them at school. They're embarrassed that they're being bullied. They're afraid of what's going to happen if they tell their parents. But they tell their teachers. And the students need to know that these trained professionals are there for them with a simple little thing like a sticker on the door that says, come to my office. This is a safe space. You can talk to me. Why in the world is the new superintendent telling teachers that they can't do that anymore? And as soon as that started to happen, the bullying was ratcheted up. The LGBTQ students are getting bullied on a daily basis again. Things that had gotten better are now getting worse again. And I think that there is, again, a misunderstanding of what it means to be a kid who maybe isn't fitting in right. And how in the world do we expect these students to study and listen and be attentive and absorb what they're supposed to be learning when all they can think of is, I don't want to leave this classroom because as soon as I get into the hallway, I'm going to get bullied.
I think that's a perfect segue for two things. I think we need to work about finding some of the kids and letting them have the mic.
And we will.
And, you know, I think it would be really, really good for all the listeners and for folks, voters, and frankly, parents, to hear out the kids. But the kids aren't here tonight. But Sarah Harrison is. Indeed. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
So, Sarah, I talked to you once before the February primary. You yes. made it through?
Yes, I did indeed.
And you are a candidate for the Waukesha School Board.
Yes, I am running for Waukesha School Board. The election is on April 5th, and I am running alongside two running mates, Greg Dietz and Bill Baumgar. And we've made it really easy for you by getting lucky in the name draw. We are the first three names on the ballot. So just one, two, three, you're done. That's all you got to remember. And speaking to children within the LGBTQ plus world going through that pain in the Waukesha schools, and even speaking about kids finding the courage to come in front of a mic and talk through these things in front of a group of adults, my youngest is now 15, was 14 at the time, went to a school board meeting, self-identified as a queer student and said, this is hurting me personally and I want you to make a change to this. This is not okay. There have been all sorts of things happening within those schools up to and including the GSA club having someone take one of their pride flags, write Trump 2024 on it and throw it at their lunch table. Just the unbelievable bullying and vitriol that is out there. Although, if you listen to some of the adults at our school board, maybe it's not too hard to figure out at our school board meetings, I should say, not our board members, but our school board meetings. If you listen to some of these adults, you see where the bullying's coming from. They're modeling behavior that they're seeing from parents that are being, that are not using their words well, I believe is how my teacher would have said it in elementary school.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Sorry, I launched right into.
No, that's right. Yeah, but,
hi, know, I'm Sarah.
We have an election coming up on April 5th,
and yes.
most candidates want to just jump in. So,
yeah.
But tell folks a little bit more about you,
certainly,
and your fellow candidates.
Absolutely. So, I'm Sarah Harrison. I have two students in the Waukesha School District. Lucas is my oldest and is a senior at North. And Chuck is a freshman at South. Chuck goes to a different school because of the engineering academy at South. So really cool opportunity, and they like it there. So
let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of motivated you to run?
So over the last couple of years especially, I've been attending school board meetings and actually started speaking at these meetings over the last few years. I would occasionally go and see what was going on, but I never felt compelled to speak until some of the things that started happening with COVID mitigations or the lack thereof. And some of the things that have happened in our schools, such as the seamless summer option, the free lunch program, that we were the only district in Wisconsin to say, no thanks, we don't want free lunch. And then we finally came back and said, oh wait, no, we'll take lunch. However, the way it was implemented, eight of our schools are not getting the free breakfast part of it. So there's all sorts of problems going on with that. So there we had COVID mitigations, SSO, and then for me, something that really hit home on a personal note was the signage removal, which was supposed to be removal of signage that was considered political. And I think that they tried to sort of make it a both sides argument by saying, well, it includes Black Lives Matter, but it also includes Blue Lives Matter, so that makes it balanced. And then they also expanded it to include safe space signs, LGBTQ, anything. Like if you had a rainbow anywhere, it was taken down. That really was a personal hit for me with, you know, two kids in the school and one who's brave enough to come right out and talk to a room of adults about the impact on them.
So the we're coming up on the break here. But I really want to shout out here, you know, Sarah, it's a really, really powerful story. And, you know, we should keep children safe. There is no harm in having a sign up that says Black Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter, right? You can have both
right
in the school.
Except one is a profession and the other is a human being's identity.
That's true, but you can talk about it.
Yeah.
But right. But the point is our kids should be able to talk about that. It's different when you say you want to fly the Confederate flag, because now you're not talking about a democracy anymore. We'll be back after the break.